right, back at it. You know, I was I played you some comments from the governor earlier, from her State of the State address. And shared some of her other comments. She wants kids back in school. She wants tax cuts, and she wants harmony. Sounds like she's Glenn Youngkin. I mean, maybe the Virginia wave of, oh, hey, parents matter, taxes should be cut, and we want less government, we want kids in classrooms. Maybe that's rippling across the country. What do you think? Kyle Malin, editor and vice president of MERS Newsletter, joining me now. Kyle, good to have you as always. Good to have you here. it seems to me that when the governor comes out and says she wants kids in classrooms, something that she did not support at one time, she wants to cut taxes and have harmony. Honestly, it sounds like the Virginia effect is reaching Michigan.
Well, you could certainly make the argument here that this was a poll-tested State of the State address. It was very carefully crafted. Almost in a lab, it seems like it was certainly a speech that was meant to hit the middle of the state, the political middle of the state. It was certainly not a speech for the left wing. It was not a speech for Democrats. It was targeted directly at your moderate to maybe lean Republican voters by telling them things that they are going to instantly connect with, such as tax cuts and keeping kids in school, not mentioning COVID. People are sick of talking about COVID. They're sick of talking about masks and vaccines and all that. So any of that conversation was thrown out in favor of things that people can really relate to and connect with.
So if COVID is eliminated, struck from the conversation, as you point out, as it was, why not just say, listen, it's time to open it all up. It's time to be Florida.
Well, she's not going to go that far, I guess. I mean, maybe she will at a certain point. But, I mean, the point was just to connect with lean Republicans, not become a lean Republican. So, you know, she'll go to a certain point, and I guess we'll see what her limit is. I think the issue, though, that Republicans are going to have is that it's nice to say that kids should be learning at school, but what are you going to do about it? Are you going to call out those schools that are still going remote, like Flint? Or, you know, have gone through this month of January without going with in-person learning like Detroit. Are you going to go to battle with the teachers unions and say, you know, you guys got to drop this and we got to have these kids back in the class? Is that what's going to happen, or is this just going to be talk? And I think that's something we're already hearing from Republican legislators.
Sure. You know, and part of the speech, you're right, it was tested, almost built in a laboratory. Good point you make there, Kyle. Kamalin from MERS here. Because her, let's be honest, her poll numbers are not great. We saw a poll a week or two ago that said she had 57% support. I laughed out loud, I think, when I saw that. Then the Epic MRA poll comes out that I think is a lot closer to the truth. 45% support, 52% not supporting her. But obviously in a lot better position in this state than, say, Joe Biden, who's in the low 30% rate. But I wonder if Joe Biden, if he continues to struggle, I mean, obviously that has a negative impact on the governor. So she has to find a way to distance herself, doesn't she?
I think she realizes that as well. I mean, if you listen to the speech, I don't remember her ever saying Biden's name. I looked at the prepared text of the speech, and Biden's name is not in there. In fact, she never even says the president. Now, maybe she actually did in the verbal text, and maybe I just didn't catch it. But the fact is that she's not mentioning Biden at all. I mean, she doesn't want to have any connection with federal issues. This is all about Michigan all the time. And you're right. I mean, I think she learned something from Virginia. I think a lot of Democrats learned something from Virginia. And I think it showed in that speech last night.
How do you, I mean, let's be honest, the Republicans, you know, and I look at the response from James Craig here. Very, as you would expect, very critical. She promised to fix the road. She hasn't fixed a damn thing. She hasn't fixed the road. She hasn't fixed Benton Harbor's water. The schools are failing to teach our kids how to read. There's pressure on her. But how is she going to get around, whether it's James Craig or Tudor Dixon or Ryan Kelly or whoever comes up with the Republicans, right, that is going to say, listen, I'm riding with Biden. I'm riding with Biden. I mean, and you heard that over and over and over, right? And so she's going to see and hear that, as we'll all see and hear that a million times, Kyle, because that's what the Republicans are going to put into commercials, right?
Yeah, and so that's why this has got to be about all about Michigan. You mentioned those poll numbers, Steve. I mean, whether she's got a 45% job approval rating or a 54% job approval rating, the fact is she's got about half the state behind her and half the state against her. And, you know, if you're going to the casino and you're thinking, all right, I got a 50-50 shot, I mean, you certainly like a better shot than that. I mean, I think you'd really like to kind of expand your odds. And I think that's what this speech was all about. And I think that's what we're going to hear a lot about going forward. You know, the state's got a lot of money. And she's willing to obviously go down the tax cut route. I mean, she put her preferred tax cut on the table. But she's going to go ahead and support, you know, she's going to negotiate with Republicans. And they're going to come to an agreement on some type of tax cut. And whether it's the earned income tax or whether it's eliminating the pension income or retirement income against the income tax, I don't think it really matters. It doesn't really matter what they come up with. The fact is if she can go ahead and sign a tax cut in an election year, that's something every politician would love
absolutely
to be able to do.
Well,
and I think
not
she's
just
in a position to do it.
Yeah, not just signing a tax cut in an election year, but sending $400 checks for every vehicle parked in every person's driveway in the state. I mean, direct cash payments to everybody in the state out of the catastrophic, you know, claims fund, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, God, how could you not like that? I mean, so she's got that she can trumpet as well. I mean, this is all about connecting with real people and the real things that they're having to deal with and the things they don't want to deal with right now. And they don't want to be lectured about masks and vaccinations. Nobody wants to be lectured on that anymore. What are you doing for me? And if you can go ahead and put some money in my wallet as inflation is going out of control, it seems like, hey, that's a great idea. So, she's certainly connecting with what she has to connect with. There's no question about it.
So the three things that we can agree on that she never mentioned, Joe Biden, masks, and vaccines. Three things never mentioned.
Now, she said vaccine one time. She just didn't talk about vaccinations. She didn't push that people go and get vaccinated. She just made a passing reference to a safe vaccine. But you're right. Yeah, she never mentioned Biden. She never said the word mask. Nothing that's going to be a trigger word that's going to get people excited.
Did she say the word COVID or mandate? Maybe those are the words I'm looking for.
No, nope, she never said mandate. She did say COVID a couple times. She never said mandate. I checked that one. But she talked about COVID again, just in a passing way. Maybe she said it like three times. I mean, she said that she was speaking at the Detroit Diesel plant as opposed to in front of the House chamber because of COVID. But, you know,
right.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, that, you know, this was all about good optics for her. And, you know, having half the chamber stand up when she said something, the other half sitting down. I mean, that's not fantastic.
That's the way it always is. That's the way
it always is.
Politics, Kyle. You know that. Anyhow, we'll see where it goes. But it's pretty obvious that we can feel the shadow of Virginia in Michigan. That's for sure. Kyle Malin, always appreciate it, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
There you have it. Kyle Malin from MERS. Always a great bit of insight. Coming up next, Dr. Paul Marino from Hillsdale's History Department to talk about the opening on the Supreme Court. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit MIFMA.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.